Allow your attention to your breath this morning as you lie in Shavasana. And notice your physical body as you lie in this simple pose. Feel your body from the bottom of the feet as they rest on the floor on Mother Earth, with your hips and your knees bent, your feet resting on the bones of the feet, the foot triangle of support. Allow your attention to flow up your physical body all the way up to the crown of your head. And as you rest on the floor at this moment, bring your attention to your breath. And notice for a moment, through all your busyness this morning in preparation to arrive here in a timely fashion, your body has just gone on doing what it does every day, breathing, digesting the food that you had last night, and taking care of itself. Begin to pay attention now this morning to that wonderful body, that temple that you've been given for this lifetime. Begin to notice your breath, the depth of your breath, frequency of your breath, where you breathe, what parts of your body are moving. And begin to gradually deepen and lengthen the exhalation of your breath. The depth of your next inhalation is related to the depth of your last exhalation. So exhaling just a little bit more than you might be used to, and then allowing the breath to flow passively, filling your lungs. Moving in, moving out. Inhaling, exhaling, in a never-ending cycle that begins at the very moment of your birth into this physical body and will end as you leave this physical body. In between those two points, can you pay more attention to your life-giving breath? Arms are turned up in a receiving pattern this morning. Begin to draw the breath now deeper into the belly, focusing on the movement of the belly as you fill, as you breathe in, and empty as you breathe out. And as you begin to relax and focus on the breath, allow yourself to let go of any specific expectations that you might have for this practice. Allow yourself to be in the moment, as if this is the first time you ever discovered your body, the first time you ever did a yoga practice. Be like a child, exploring, feeling. Rest your hands on your lower ribs and begin to fill in the lower ribs as you inhale, expanding. As you exhale, contracting, gently filling and emptying in this part of your body. Allow your hands to conform to the shape of your body and rest on your body as you breathe in and breathe out. And then see if you can breathe into one side of your ribs, allowing that side to expand and contract with the breath. And then moving to the other side. And then move back into breathing into both sides at the same time. Visualize your ribs, the spaces between your ribs. Each set of ribs has three muscles between it. These muscles attach to the bones and help to strengthen the bones as you breathe. Breathing in, breathing out in your own cycle of breath. And then placing one hand in your upper chest, just below the M-bone area. Make the letter V between your thumb and your index fingers, and keeping your index fingers parallel to each other, all of your fingers parallel to each other. Feel the upper chest. Begin to breathe into the upper chest, expanding and contracting in that area of your body. Segmental breathing. If you ever find yourself in a situation in your life where you have pain when you take a deep breath or even a shallow breath, you might notice where the pain might be, and now you have some options as to where you could breathe and still focus on the breath without the pain. And leaving one hand in your upper chest and then placing the other hand at or below the navel, begin the three-part Dirgha Pranayama. Taking a breath in as you fill the belly, the lower ribs, the upper ribs. Breathing out as you reverse that flow. Visualize the air flowing in, almost like water, emptying a glass of water, crystal clear water. And then releasing your hands and coming back into the decompression realignment position. Feel your body again resting on the floor. And begin to visualize in your mind's eye that little space between the backs of your shoulders and the floor. Taking a breath in, as you breathe out, squeeze the water out of the little sponges that are in that space, descending the backs of the shoulders towards the floor, opening the heart center, strengthening your back, coordinating with the breath, breathing in on the relaxation, and breathing out with the effort, and holding the movement just for 2 or 3 seconds. And then as you release, taking another breath in, and fuel the next movement of your body. Reach up and feel the arch in your neck this morning. Is it the same every day, or does it change a little? See if you can place your fingertips right in the center of your neck. And press in a little and feel those bones of your neck, the back of the backbone, as it were. And make sure that they're not too prominent, and feel that if you tilt your head backward, if you lift your chin, those bones kind of disappear. And if you bend your chin down toward your chest, they may become more prominent. And find a space where you have that arch in your neck. Begin to feel the pressure of your head on the floor. Take a breath in, and as you breathe out, increase the pressure of your head on the floor. As if you could make a little dent in your mat. Breathing in on the relaxation, breathing out with the effort, holding for 2 or 3 seconds, releasing again with the breath. Kind of waking up those muscles that have that very important function of holding your head up every day. And then begin to bring your attention gently down to your legs. And begin to decide which leg you'd like to begin with this morning. And then slowly slide that heel away from your buttocks, straightening the leg down to the floor, being aware of the position of your foot. Notice if the foot is pointing out to the side or the toes up toward the ceiling, and bring it so that your foot is standing straight on the floor. Press out through your heel, the little dot right in front of your heel bone. Lengthen through the heel. Place that same hand on the rim of the pelvis. Feel the movement of the pelvis as you do this movement, breathing in and lengthening, increasing the space between the pelvis and the ribs, lengthening, holding, releasing on the inhalation, and lengthening, holding on the out-breath. And then imagine that your foot is resting on a wall that's made of wet concrete, and you want to make a mold, you want to put your footprint right into that wall. Breathing in, press the foot triangle support into that wall. Press, hold, and relax. And again, repeating the movement a couple of times, coordinating it with the breath, and feel the difference between pulling the pelvis and pressing the foot. And then begin to visualize an internal plumb line running down your leg from your hip joint area right through the center of your thigh bone, down the leg through the center of the tibia, the main bone in the lower leg, and lengthen along that line. Lengthen, hold, and release. And after you've repeated that a couple of times, let's put all three of those together, taking a breath in. And as you breathe out, lengthen the pelvis away from the ribs, follow that line down through the internal plumb line, and press the foot into the wall. Hold for 2 or 3 seconds, and then release. Slowly slide that heel back up to rest on the floor, and straighten the other leg, sliding the heel away from the buttocks, adjusting the position of the foot, and feeling the length of that leg on the floor, placing your hand on the rim of the pelvis, taking a breath in, and lengthening, separating the pelvis from the ribs on the breath out. And repeating that movement a couple of times. And then bringing your attention to your foot. Now begin to imprint that foot on the exhalation, into that imaginary wall. You might want to feel that your foot is resting on a piece of foam or wet concrete, whatever it is, but see if you can imprint the outline of the bones of your feet, the heel, the fifth metatarsal, the outer border of the foot, and the ball of the foot into that place. And then begin to vision that internal plumb line coming down through your leg. And on the next exhalation, work from pulling from the hip down through the central core of the leg, lengthening, holding, releasing. And after you've performed that two or three times, see if you can put it all together on that leg. Breathing in, and then on the out-breath, gently pulling the pelvis away from the ribs, lengthening along the internal plumb line and pressing the foot into that wall. And then bringing that foot back to rest, bring your hands to the sides of your body with your palms facing downward, kind of hugging your body with the length of your arms along the side of the body, arms close to the body, palm down. And picking one arm, keeping the elbow straight, and also before you start moving the arm, be aware of the position of your head. Holding your head still, bring that arm up alongside the same ear, whichever arm you pick. Take a breath in and lengthen that arm by pulling the ribs away from the pelvis. Lengthen, holding, and then releasing back down to the floor. Keeping the elbow straight throughout the movement, turn the entire arm to face your body. So your little finger is resting on the floor, your thumb is facing toward the ceiling. Keeping that position of your palm, bring the arm up alongside your ear. Resist the urge to touch your fingers to the floor. We're aiming for the floor with the area of your arm between your shoulder and your elbow. Take a breath in and lengthen through the ribs in this position. Lengthening, holding, releasing. Bring the arm back down along the side of the body. And then roll your entire arm outward so your palm is facing the ceiling. Your arm is facing the ceiling. And now bring the arm up alongside your ear, and you might notice it doesn't go quite as far. Now your palm will be facing the floor when you complete this motion. Take a breath and lengthen through the ribs in this position. Lengthen, holding, and releasing back down. Slide that arm out to the side slightly and squeeze the water out of the sponge on that shoulder. Bring your attention to the other arm, palm facing downward. Bringing that arm up alongside your ear. Now your palm will be facing the ceiling at the end of the motion. Taking a breath, lengthening through the ribs. Bringing the ribs away from the pelvis. Holding for a second or two, releasing. Bring the arm back down. Turn the entire arm to face your body. So your little finger's on the floor, your thumb is facing the ceiling. And bring that arm up alongside your ear. And be careful not to move your head out of the way to make room for your arm. Take a breath in and lengthen that arm through the ribs. Lengthen, holding, releasing, coordinating with the breath, and bring that arm back down to the side of your body. And turning your palm upwards, your whole arm upwards, bring that arm up along the side of your body. And now your palm will be facing the floor as you complete the motion. Go only as far as you can and have your palm still facing the floor. Lengthening through the ribs. Lengthen, hold, release, and return your arm to the side of your body, slide it out to the side, and squeeze the water out of the sponge under that shoulder. And now you're going to bring both arms close to your body, palms down. Bring both arms up alongside your ears and straighten your legs down to the floor, one at a time. Take a breath in, and as you breathe out, lengthen through the ribs and the pelvis on one side as if you could increase the space between those two areas of your body. Pull your ribs and your pelvis out of the finger lock. Lengthen. Hold. And relax. Do the same thing on the other side of the body. Lengthen. Hold. And release. Keeping your arms alongside your head, take a breath in and lengthen through the internal plumb line of the leg and the internal plumb line of the arm. Lengthen. Hold. Bring the movement inside the body and release. And do the other side. Lengthen. Hold. And release. And now bring your attention to your hand and your fingertips and the bottom of your feet, and take a breath on one side. Press the foot into that invisible wall. Press your fingertips into the wall beyond, just beyond your fingertips. You want to kind of press your fingers into that area, make a little impression of your fingers. And then relax out of that side and do the same thing on the other side. Lengthening, holding, releasing. Keeping the legs in place, bring your arms down to the sides of your body. Turn your arms facing your body. Bringing both arms up alongside your ears, keeping your arms parallel. Taking a breath in, pick one side of your body and lengthen out through the ribs, through the internal plumb lines, and through either the foot or the fingers at the same time, lengthening that whole side of the body. Lengthening, holding, releasing. And do the same thing on the other side so that you combine those visual images, separating the ribs and the pelvis, running through the internal plumb line of the extremity, and then reaching with your fingertips and pressing your foot into the wall. And then bringing your arms, keeping your palms facing each other, coming down to the sides of your body. Turn both palms upward. Bring both arms up alongside your ears. Your palm will now be facing the floor. Both arms at the same time. Palms are now facing the floor. If you get there and your palm is not facing the floor, come back to the side of your body and start over. So turning the palms up at the beginning of the movement and keeping them in that in position as you bring your arms up alongside your ears. Taking a breath in and stretch out one side of the body with the breath. Lengthening through the ribs and the pelvis. Lengthen. Hold and release, and then doing the other side. So taking the stretch all the way from the center core of the body up through the internal plumb lines of the extremities, and then out the fingertips, out the bottom of the feet. Keeping your arms overhead, take a breath in and do opposite arm and leg. Same stretch, lengthening, holding, and releasing. And then do the other side. Lengthening, holding, and releasing. And then bringing your arms back down to the sides of your body. Turn your palms up. Slide them out. Bend your hips and knees. Come back to your resting position. Squeeze the water out of the sponges. Maybe do a little spinal rock, just pressing and releasing on your feet. I saw some of you practicing that this morning. pressing and releasing, and just get that little roller coaster of a spine moving a little bit this morning, and envision the little discs in between each vertebral body. Resist the urge to twist and turn and do a lot of other, but do what you need to make yourself comfortable within reason. Okay, keeping your palms facing upward. Let's slide your arms out to the side in angels in the snow, keeping your arms in connection with the floor, pressing your arms into the floor, bringing the arms together overhead, pausing at the point where your arms leave the floor, because then you're no longer doing the movement. Just do two or three of those movements. Don't rush through it. Just kind of slowly. You want to have your arms on the floor, keeping them on the floor. Go only as far as you can, keeping the arms on the floor. And when you get to your maximum range, lengthen out through your fingertips. Feel that opening in your chest, lengthening. And then the next time you bring your arms out to the side, pick your arms up off the floor, interlace your fingers, and place your arms underneath your head. Not your neck, but your head. I say that because even though I say head, some people put them under the neck. So we want the hands under the head. And let your elbows just relax. Allow gravity. Just allow your elbows to relax out to the side. Imagine that internal plumb line running from your shoulder joint out to the tip of each elbow. Lengthen your upper arm along the internal plumb line. Breathing in, press the elbows into the floor. Press, holding, and releasing, and feel the gathering of the muscles on the back of your body. Feel the stretch across your chest. Exult in this opening of the body, of the heart center of your body. Pressure as you lengthen your collarbones, press your sternum a little bit upward, opening the chest, pressing down with the elbows, equal and opposite, opening the chest. And coordinate it with the breath. Release your arms from beneath your head. Bring your arms back into the realignment position. The arms out to the side, about 45 degrees, midway between your hips and your shoulders. Take a breath in, squeeze the water out of the sponges, and prepare to turn onto one side. Knowing already which way your body wants to go, you need to scoot over to the other side of your mat so that you end up on your side. Side lying, the next position of compression in the spine. Bringing your legs back, sort of like the tail of a mermaid. Knees, measure the internal plumb lines of your legs in this position, lengthening out your legs. Supporting your head with your arm. Notice which side you picked first. Be aware. So we're going to stay on our side, on the side. And take a breath in and lengthen out that top leg in this position. Pulling the rib away from the pelvis away from the ribs. Pressing the foot out through the heel. Just lengthen a little bit the side of your body. And begin to appreciate the bottom leg. Feel the bottom leg on the floor. Taking a breath and pressing that leg into the floor and feeling the little lift that happens. And then when you're ready, do that press of the bottom leg and just feel the gentle lift that begins to happen on the upper leg. And then begin to actively build on that and lift that upper leg as if you could place a dot on the ceiling with the side of your heel. So you're turning the toes forward and maybe a little bit down so that you can get the side of the leg. Accessing that all-important gluteus medius muscle we haven't talked about much, which stabilizes your hips when you walk or stand in tree pose or on one leg hold, and then release slowly down. And then preparing to turn on the other side. You can either lie on your abdomen and end up on your other side, or you can turn over on your back. Whichever. Stay as close to the mat as possible without sitting up, and arrange your body lengthwise on your mat, bringing the legs back a little bit behind the plumb line if possible, and begin to lengthen out the top leg once you get there. Just lengthening out, pulling that pelvis away from the ribs. Appreciating the presence of the bottom leg on the floor, focus on the area between the hip and the knee and begin to press that leg gently into the floor. As if you could make an outline of the side of your thigh area into the floor. Pressing, holding, feeling the lift of the other leg. And do that two or three times, and then when you're ready, press down with the bottom leg and begin to lift this leg as if you could touch the side of this heel up on the ceiling. Bring your toes facing forward or maybe even a little bit down just to make sure that you're not externally rotating the hip. Continue to press down with the bottom leg, lifting with the top leg and holding and breathing with the effort. And then releasing that leg. Just pause and feel the effect of what we've done so far today. As you find your towel to place under your hip crease as you turn into the prone position. So gathering your towel, rolling into prone, placing the towel underneath the hip crease, settling down onto the floor. Feel the support of the floor in this position. You can probably see the value when you get home of picking a towel and preparing it in advance. Yes. With your duct tape. Placing the towel underneath the hip crease. And I'm not sure if you have an extra towel. If you don't, place your forehead on your hands. And then you might want to see if you can place your forehead on the floor itself and still breathe so that you can move your arms in this position. But make sure you can breathe. Lengthen out the front of your body, getting as much of your sternum, the front of your body, the front of your legs onto the floor. Begin to sense the pressure of your body on the hip crease, on the towel underneath your hip crease. Take a breath in. Begin to press into the towel and increase the pressure of your body. Very site specific here. Strengthening the muscles of the back of your hips, your lower back, and stretching out the muscles on the front. Coordinate it with a breath, breathing in, pressing down on the out breath, and then breathing in again on the relaxation. Taking another breath in, as you breathe out, press the pelvis into the towel and holding that press, slowly bend one knee, keeping the foot flat, not pointing the toes, and come as close to the buttocks as you can, still holding the press. Lengthen out through the internal plumb line of the upper leg, like pull out through the knee, get that little extra stretch there. Hold. And then release that foot and do the same thing on the other foot. Continue to hold, breathe evenly, continue to hold the pelvic press as you do each leg. Bringing the foot up, not pointing the toe toward the ceiling, you want the flat foot. and then lengthening out through the internal plumb line of the upper leg, out through the knee, and releasing that foot. Release the pelvic press for a moment. Take a deep breath. I still see some toes pointing toward the ceiling, so be aware of the position of your foot. Take a breath in. Do the pelvic press. Bend both knees at the same time. Feet flat, because you're going to lift the leg in just a moment and impress the bottom of your foot into the ceiling. But before you do that, take one leg and lengthen out through that internal plumb line between the hip and the knee on that leg, then the other leg. Hold the pelvic press. Press one foot up toward the ceiling as if you could imprint that foot triangle right into the ceiling. Hold. And release. Breath in. Do the other leg. Hold. And release. And now a deep breath in, making sure you're pressing down with the pelvis, both legs up toward the ceiling. Lift. Hold. And release. Now, as you bring your feet down, curl your toes under. So you're going to stand on the bottom of your toes. Curl your toes under. Lift your knees off the floor and begin to push and release on your toes and see if you can induce a little spinal rock inside your body now. Okay, so your toes are bent under, knees are lifted. Your legs act like pistons to move your back. Press and release on your toes. Now, if you have pain in your toes, maybe you're not quite ready for this. So go easy, but you can induce a spinal rock in your body in this position too. But your knees have to be off the floor, the backs of your knees pressed up toward the ceiling, the kneecaps engaged, and press and release as if you're pistons. So it's a longitudinal press. Okay, and then release out of that. Bring your arms down to the side of your body. Make fists with your hands and bring your hands so that your thumbs are facing the floor. So your thumbs are along the side of your body. Your fists are going to give you a little support for locust. Release your feet. Take a breath. Do the pelvic press. And as you hold the pelvic press, lengthen and lift one leg toward the ceiling in half locust. Lift, hold, and release. Other leg when you're ready. Lift, hold, and release. Take a deep breath in. Make sure you're doing the pelvic press, both legs simultaneously. Lift, keep your feet together, hold, and release down. Ha! Bring your hands up underneath your head and just rest for a moment in this position. Scan your body. Feel the results of what you've just done. Just feel your body. Lengthening out. Bring your attention now to your head. Imagine you're looking into a mirror. Press your forehead just very slightly into your hands and then immediately lift just a millimeter or two. Lift, hold, and release, and do that head lift two or three times. And then allow your head to rest on the floor. Slide your hands out alongside your ears, extending your arms up alongside your ears. Long, reach out with your fingertips. Imagine that just beyond your fingertips, there is the most delicious, yummy, scrumptious piece of chocolate you've ever had in your whole life. And if you don't like chocolate, use butterscotch, vanilla, whatever you want. And reach for it with your fingertips. If you could just get to it, Yes, lengthen out through the internal plumb lines, your fingers, your rib cage. You got a lot of places to reach from now. Ready? Okay, take a breath, pelvic press, and begin to lift your chest and your head. Slide your elbows under your shoulders. So, Ani, we may need to go around and just check, make sure elbows are under shoulders. Prop up on your elbows. When I was a kid, I used to love to read the Sunday funnies, you know. We'd lie on the floor, put the paper out, and we could read the funnies. So we're going to kind of go around and just check the position of your elbows. You want to bring your elbows in underneath your shoulders. All right, down a straight line, a little bit more in if you can. Your ability to bring your shoulders in depends a little bit upon the flexibility in your lower back and your hips. Keeping your head up. That's it. Okay, heads up. Look out onto the floor about 3 to 5 feet. Your head could be up a little more. Float the shoulder blades down and back a little bit, and your elbows need to come in under your shoulders if you can. Breathe in this posture. Press your elbows into the floor. Pull back with your elbows and traction your lower back a little bit. Deep breath in now. Hold the height of the Sphinx as you slide your hands back underneath your shoulders. Cupping your hands and pressing up into Cobra, keeping the elbows bent. Don't straighten the elbows when you do Cobra. You don't need to do that. Notice what's happened to your legs, some of you. Your legs are coming apart because of the tightness in your hips. Shoulder blades down and back, and breathe. Hold. And then slowly lengthen out as you lie back down on the floor, forehead on your hands. Relax, and when you're ready, we're going to transition over into lying on your back again. So you can slide your towel out as you prepare to go into the supine position. Planning ahead, knowing which way you're going to move, and continue that breath throughout the transitions so you have a nice even flow of yoga. You don't just do a posture and then kind of forget about it and get in the next position and do another one, but you flow from movement to movement. Take your yoga block between your knees with your knees bent. Place your feet on the foot triangle support. Palms up, out to the side in the realignment position pose. Just take a moment and just appreciate all the work you've done so far today. Make sure you've got the arch in your neck. Feet on the foot triangle. Now remember that if you feel any hint of a cramp at the back of your thigh is where it usually happens. Don't try to push through it. Just come down, lengthen out your legs, do a leg lengthener, do a leg press. That will usually take care of the cramp. Take a breath in and begin to press the water out of the sponges as you lengthen out through the collarbones and lift the sternum bone, the breastbone, a little bit. Hold that position as you take another breath. Close the umbrella by tightening your abdominal muscles. Hold that. Take another breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Press into the foot triangle and come up into bridge pose. Taking care to keep your focus on your neck so that you don't flex the neck. Your chin should stay up. You continue with the arch. And now try that little Kapalabhati we did yesterday. Close your mouth and just go. Release your hips down. Release your feet. And release the shoulders last. Take the block out, Straighten your legs. Place your arms at your sides. Extend your legs. Roll on your heels and feel the extension in your lower back as you do that. Some of you will have more than others. Not to worry about it. But feel how when you plantar flex your feet, that your lower back begins to arch a little. You want to have your legs a little closer together than I see a couple of you. They don't have to be touching, but at least hip distance apart. And notice how your weight begins to transfer down towards your tailbone. What that means is that you're tucking the fig leaf under. The fig leaf is going under as if it would kind of end up on the floor behind you. You're rolling the marble down from the navel to the pubic bone, and you're pulling up on the bum string in the back. So pointing your toes, okay, begin to move that pelvis, increase the weight on your tailbone, press into the elbows of your arms a little bit to assist, and begin to arch your back up off the floor into fish pose, pressing on your arms, letting your head come back. Hold. Open up the entire front of your body. Just a little weight on your head, not much on your head. Hold. And then release down. And you might want to do a little spinal rock after that one. Bending your knees. You can do the spinal rock actually with your legs straight. You might not get as much motion, but it can be done also with your legs straight. Just plantar flexing and dorsiflexing your feet, moving your feet up and down, and you'll see some movement in your body. You'll feel some movement in your body. In Pilates, they call it sloshing. So feel free to slosh here. And now we're going to transition back to lying on your belly. So figure out, now you might want to change the way you did it the second time. One time this morning you rolled one way, try rolling the other way, if you can remember the way that you rolled first. Want to prepare for downward facing boat, Navasana. You can have your hip crease towel or not for this posture. The hip crease towel, primarily, you may think, well, I don't need that. But it does give you a site-specific place to press. Bring your arms out to your sides, palms facing downward, with your hands down alongside your hips. Palms are facing downward, a little bit away from your hips, not too tight to the body, because you want to have the elbows straight, palms facing downward. Legs together. Take a breath in. As you breathe out, begin to do the pelvic press. Feel the lift in the legs as you do, but don't try to lift the legs just yet. Press into the towel, do the pelvic press, and then begin to squeeze your shoulder blades together. Lift your head in the head lift and your arms and your legs off the floor in Navasana, downward facing boat. Watch what happens to your legs. Lift your head. Some of you are kind of leaving the head behind there. You don't need to hyperextend it, but at least lift it. Hold, and then relax down onto the floor. Ha! Bring your hands underneath your forehead. Breathe. Feel. Where are you at this moment in time? Now bring your arms up alongside your head. We're going to prepare to come up onto your hands and knees. So slide your arms out alongside your ears. Take a breath. Make sure your legs are in place. Do the pelvic press first. And then begin to lift your chest. Slide your hands back onto Sphinx. cobra, lift up, and then lift your hips up and come into table position with your knees under your hips. Not, you don't want to have your knees touching each other. And your hands cupped underneath your shoulders. And make sure you keep your head up now. And Annie and I are going to come around and just check a few things. You're good? Okay. You want to come back here. Bring your hips back over your knees. That's it. Bring your hands back, too, just a little bit as you move. That's a little bit more. Okay, that's good. Right there. Okay. And then begin to imagine that somebody's going to come along and put a saddle right in your lower back. Okay, so you're going to arch that lower back, which means that you roll the marble down towards your pubic bone. You tuck the fig leaf. You need to come back just a little bit and then let this. Oh, this is good today. Bring your head up. Bring your head up. Let your shoulders relax. Cup your hands. Don't bend your elbows too much, but just kind of relax. Imagine a straight line now entering your body at the base of your pelvis. Let your feet relax. I see a couple of you have, you're resting on the bottoms of your toes. Just let your feet relax. Make sure your head stays in alignment with your body and feel that internal plumb line right from the base of the pelvis all the way up through to the crown of the head. Lengthen along that line. Pull your head and your pelvis out of the finger lock. Keep the fig leaf tucked under. Okay, now keep that balance. Feel the even weight between your knees and your hands. And very slowly, keep your hand on the floor and slide one hand out in front of you. When you reach the point where you have to, like, move your body to lift, to get your hand out there, then see if you can lift that arm up off the floor and continue to balance on three extremities. Lift. Hold. Resist the urge to twist your body. It's a lengthening movement. And then come back down. Fingers cupped. Do the same thing with the other hand. You bring that hand back in place and then slide the other one out. Just go as far as you can and then lift that arm. Lift. Hold. Relax. Bring that hand back in place. Check to see that your saddle's still in place. Make that fig leaf is tucked under. You're pointing your tailbone up toward the ceiling. Take a breath. Slide one foot out behind you. This is a little trickier. Keeping your balance as you move. Keep your head up. Head up a little more here. That's it. Okay. When you've gone as far as you can on the floor, lift that leg off the floor. Lift. Lengthen it out behind you. Keep the saddle. Hold. And release down. Bring the knee back next to the other one. Take a breath. Check your back. Internal plumb line in place. Slide the other foot out. Only as far as you can. Try not to twist too much. Just straight out. Tighten your abdominals. You can close the umbrella. It's a good time to tighten your abdominals. And lift that leg off the floor. Lift. Hold. Release back to the floor. Press with your hands and come back into hero pose, sitting on your heels. Find your doll. We're going to be working with the doll here in just a moment. And just pause for a moment. Feel what you've done with your body so far and your mind. And then coming up onto your knees and kneeling. Take your dowel, place it right in front of your hip crease. You might want to have your legs a little bit apart for balance here, whatever you're comfortable with, not too wide, but they don't have to be touching each other or anything like that. And you want to adjust your dowel, straighten your elbows, straighten the elbows, and then slide the hands in or out, whichever way you have to do it, to get that dowel near the hip crease. Take a breath and press into the dowel with the hip crease. Press, hold, and relax. And press. Allow your body now to arch a little bit back, not with your head so much, not your head. Your body arches back as you press the hips forward. Good, okay. All right, okay, just lay the dowel down on the floor and bring your hands around behind the back of your body with your palms facing the body. Your palms facing your body, like right in your lower back or down at your buttocks or even down on the upper thighs, because you're going to press the hips forward now and lean back into camel pose. And if you know camel pose, you feel you can do it, you can let go with your hands, reach back, not with one hand and then the other, but try to reach back with both hands at the same time and press. Continue to press the hips forward. Press the, keep focusing on the hips. Hold, breathe, let your head come back in alignment with your body, and then come up. Okay, let's come up. Good. All right. Sit back on your heels. Just close your eyes for a moment. Take a couple of nice breaths as you prepare to come to stand. Take a breath, come up onto your knees, take your dowel, place it right in front of you, both hands on the dowel. Bring one leg forward into lunge, press into the foot triangle, press into the dowel, come up to a standing position, and turn around and face this end of the room. Whew, boy, you're terrific this morning. Imagine what's happened in a week. Good for you. Okay. All right. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to use the dowel, and we're going to do Warrior One. So you can either, you decide which leg is going to go forward, which leg is going to go back, and then decide whether you want to step backward or forward to do that, and hold the dowel in the hand opposite to the leg that's forward. Or you can just hold the dowel and with both hands in front of you for the moment if you want to. And then either step forward or back into the lunging position, preparing for warrior, and making sure, check that back foot and make sure it's not automatically going out. It likes to go out, I know, because of the tightness of your hip flexor. So you kind of have to take a peek there and make sure it's more forward. Using a mirror at home will help this a lot. Lengthen up through the internal plumb line from the base of your pelvis all the way up to the crown of your head. And holding that dowel, see if you can begin to slide down that internal plumb line, coming down into a little bit more of a lunge, raising the hand of the foot that's forward up in the air, still holding the dowel. And then as you're ready, you could also lift the other hand with the dowel overhead. Lift, hold, bring the dowel back down, bring your arm down, and then come and bring both legs together, either bringing the back leg forward or the forward leg backward, doesn't really matter, and prepare to do the other side. So coming into the warrior on this side, remember your dowel is in the opposite hand of the leg that's supporting you in the front, the lunge leg. Now watch the foot, particularly here, because this will be your non-habitual movement and you'll turn that back leg out quite a bit more. So I'm just going to kind of point at people. I want to take a little more awareness of their back foot. Renee, you too, foot forward. Turn the foot a little more if you can. Doesn't have to be perfect, but just...
I have to really work on that.
You want another dowel here?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Honey,
get that dowel. Get the dowel. Here, let me give you another dowel in this hand. No.
Oh,
take
okay.
that. Leave that one where
okay.
it is.
It might be a little shorter, but that's okay.
A little shorter, but just like, hold the top of it if
okay.
you want to, whatever. See how much better that is?
Yes.
Okay, lengthen up through the internal plumb line. Raise the free hand up alongside your ear. As you feel balanced, bring the spear up over your head. Hold. Good. Hold. Mm-hmm. Release the dowel down, the free hand. Come into standing position. And continuing to hold the dowel with one hand, begin to shift your weight from side to side. And we're going to go into tree pose. So decide which leg you're going to stand on first. And shift your weight directly over onto that leg without moving your hips side to side. But the whole body is shifting. Okay, and then pause on that one leg that you want to stand on first. Begin to root that foot into the floor. Tighten the muscles and hold the dowel in the opposite hand from that leg. So if you're going to stand on your right leg, the dowel should be in your left hand. If you're going to stand on your left leg, the dowel is in your right hand. Okay, and then, so you've shifted the weight, you're supporting yourself, and then slowly begin to pick up the other foot and bring that foot into whatever position is good for you. Remember, the foot is like a feather, like a little leaf resting on your leg. Okay. Holding, breathing, lengthening. Lower that leg. Transfer to the other side. Begin to shift. And then begin to root the other leg, holding the dowel as much as you need to, as little as possible. You want to have most of the support coming from the leg that you're now going to stand on. Begin to tighten those muscles, lengthen up, tighten your abdominals. And then beginning to lift the other foot. That foot is like a little leaf just floated right down there on your leg. Hold, breathe, headlights of the pelvis forward. I see a couple people twisted here. Headlights forward. Hold and release. Close your eyes once your foot is on the floor and just take a breath and feel this morning's practice so far. We have one more thing we're going to do. One more pose. Called the Moon Series. So you can lay the dowel down on your mat. Come into Tadasana. Now, I have some options here. You can bring your arms all the way overhead. You can bring your arms partway up to here, because if you have limitation in your shoulders and your arms end out here, that's not really in alignment. So only go as far as you can. If you want to leave your arms at the sides for starters, that's fine too. Okay, so what you're going to do now is bring your arms into whatever position that you want to, and then begin to press one hip to the side, just one hip, the hip. Out and back, and the hip. So the movement begins from the hip. And keep So notice that you have now an outer curve and an inner curve in your back, and keep that inner curve long as you continue to press and lengthen both sides of your body, coming over into the half moon. Laying your body on your side around the moon. Breathe, hold, headlights facing forward, and come back to center, and then begin the movement to the other side. Feel the transfer of the weight in your body as you shift your hips, and then go into the other side. And make sure on the inside curve you maintain that length, and you have a nice graceful arc all the way down the body. Coming back to center, and keeping your arms in position, squeeze with the groin, bringing your legs together in the upper legs, and press the hips forward now, and lay back over the moon, but not your head first, letting your head stay in alignment with your body, pressing forward, lengthening out the front of the body all the way up, coming back to center, bringing your feet a little more apart for balance, standing on the foot triangle, bring your arms down, then take your arms up in front of you, out to the side, seat your shoulder blades, slide down the plumb line, feet on the foot triangle, get yourself set here. Okay, roll the marble down towards your pubic bone, tuck the fig leaf, pull up on the back of the pelvis and that bum string, come into the hip hinge, lengthen out that plumb line going out the base of the pelvis, the crown of the head, holding your back position, let your hands relax wherever they are, don't try to reach for the floor, just let them be at your saw at, in the front of you. And then slowly, slowly, slowly straighten your knees. And then bring your hands forward, up, bend the knees a little bit, and press up into standing position. Let your hands flow down to the sides. Lengthen, circle your shoulders to relax your shoulders. Close your eyes. Bring your feet into position wherever you want them now. And just pause and feel the effects in all parts of your body, your physical body, your mental body, your psychic body, whatever body you want to feel it in. Complete experience of your breath, body moving together in unison to create your own individual practice. Bring your attention to your breath. Take a breath in. Gradually open your eyes and turn around to greet your neighbor, someone behind you, kind of say, Jai Bhagwan, Namaste. Good morning. Thank you for showing up. And to all of you, Jai Bhagwan, thanks for coming. If you didn't come, I couldn't teach. And then somebody said, well, we couldn't come if you didn't teach or something like that. So thank you so much for being here this morning. We ran a little over our 7 o'clock. Now, I don't know about you, but this place is very crowded. I like to get to breakfast early and get my place. So it's silent breakfast, and we begin here at 8:30. We'll need to pick up our mats and things, yes, because they do come in and sweep the floors and whatever they do with them, I'm not sure.